It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday, July 8th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Apple has filed patents on them, Sony's just released one, and now an independent crowdfunded piece of tech called the Pebble is available at the big box store. There has been a lot of talk about smartwatches as tech's next big object of desire, and we will soon see whether consumers actually want to read text messages on their wrists. Slate's tech blogger Will Oremus is here with a healthy dose of skepticism. Will, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
So we've heard about the Apple Watch patent filing in Japan. We've been hearing a lot about the Pebble Watch and a Sony Watch, and now the Pebble is at Best Buy, so us regular folks can go and buy one?
That's right. The parade of smartwatches has arrived. And the Pebble Watch, which was, as you remember, that huge Kickstarter project that raised $10 million from 68,000 people, now they have a distribution deal with Best Buy. And you can buy a Pebble Watch in Best Buy stores starting yesterday, Sunday.
So how do you feel about this?
From what I've heard, they are not entirely ready for prime time. I think that there have been users complaining that the touchscreen interface isn't great. You know, the screen is small. That said, this is a much easier way to control your smartphone than to actually have to dig it out of your pocket. If you want to look at a text message as it comes in, just look at your wrist, tap one button, and there it is. The same with an email. And, of course, it can tell time.
Yes, telling time, that old-fashioned thing. But I get a sense that you are not super excited about people, you know, ceasing checking their phones every 2 minutes and starting to check their watch every 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's funny. I think, you know, we had about an 8-year interlude there where instead of checking their watch rudely when you're talking to them or when they were in a meeting, people would check their smartphone and play around with that sort of under the table discreetly where you couldn't quite see it. Maybe now everyone's going to go back to checking their watch, and that's how you know that they're not paying attention to you.
I'm sort of not interested in a smartwatch until it is a Dick Tracy watch, where you can have your little video calls via watch.
Yeah, that's the holy grail, right? And I think, you know, when we'll really see the potential of smartwatches is when Apple comes out with the iWatch, if that is in fact what it's called. When it comes out, it is very likely, given Apple's track record, that it will blow away these early efforts that we're seeing right now, the Pebble and the Sony and a couple of others. But how good it is, I think, will really tell us whether the smartwatch is something that's here to stay or whether it's sort of a funny novelty, maybe a transition between the era of the smartphone and the era of Google Glasses or something even more high-tech to come in the future.
Yeah, to me it seems like just a baby step towards embedding all of this in the nape of our neck.
Or right into our cortex.
Will Oremus, tech blogger at Slate Magazine. Will, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
And just so you know, you only have one more day to scrape together the scratch to bid for one of the world's only Apple One computers. The first ever Apple product is being auctioned off by Christie's. In 1976, the Apple One was sold in Silicon Valley for the devilish price of $666.66. A German auction house sold one in May for a cool $671,000. Check out photos of these pricey classic apples at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.